Jack Ahart is a retired Navy captain who now makes a career of being a gracious host. He's the first ever director of Charlotte's new USO Lounge. It's been open about 10 weeks and has already seen about 10,000 people pass through it, quite a few more than anyone expected. The facility is open to current and past military members, as well as military families.
What we're trying to do is have a place where they can come in, you know, and in some cases take off the combat boots, relax. We have calling cards. They can call home and talk to mom. They get a chance to talk to each other.
Ahart's lounge is borderline luxurious. Mirrors adorn the walls of what once was a British Airways VIP area. The cabinets are upscale, just like the leather recliners that point to a flat-screen television on the wall. The spread includes a number of beverages, all non-alcoholic by rule, and a mix of purchased and donated food. The sponsor list of the lounge includes Coca-Cola, Cinnabon, and Charlotte-based snack maker Lance. And to hear Ahart tell it, the new lounge is turning some shaved heads.
One day had four young guys, their flight got delayed a couple times, so they were with us for probably about 4 hours. And when they got ready to leave, you know, one of them turned around and said, "Sir," he says, "this place," he said, "it's just made me feel like a VIP." And I said, "Son, you don't realize, you are VIPs." You know, and they kind of looked at me. You can see him starting to mist up a little bit. And I think, get out of here before I started.
Ahart's appreciation for men and women in uniform becomes very clear as he tells the story. The barrel-chested Iowa native who was a Navy SEAL in Vietnam and aboard a ship in the Red Sea during Desert Storm wells up for just a moment. He runs the facility with an assistant. They're the only two full-time people who work here. The rest of the staff includes about 100 volunteers who work three-hour shifts. Vietnam veteran Barry Gaetano is one of them.
We show them around, show them what we have here for them. They've got PlayStations, they got food, recliners, places to read, computers, just kind of hang out and do whatever they want to do until it's time for them to fly out.
As you might imagine, it's no doubt a far cry from the first USO that Ahart, the director, encountered as a landlocked sailor in Italy. He and a few others couldn't return to their carrier thanks to choppy seas.
And a buddy and I, after about the second day, realized we had about $5 between us. Somebody says, "Hey, there's a USO here." Went around the corner and there were bologna sandwiches and milk and chips. Best food I ever had in my life. You know, it's always been there, you know, when it's needed, and that's what's important.
And that story says a lot about this USO. The setting is upscale, but the hot dogs and the sandwiches are not. But it's comfort food, and that's what Ahart says this is all about, giving those in uniform a place to feel comfortable. He calls it a home away from home.
It's just an opportunity for them not to be sitting at the gate for 3 hours, with their feet up on their duffel bag because they don't have any money to pay for the $6 Coke and the $5.50 cheeseburger. That all of a sudden they say, "Wow, you know, I am somebody. You know, I'm not this poor E3 who's trying to get to my next duty station so I can get something to eat."
It's the kind of place Gaetano, the volunteer, wishes he would have had when he returned home from a year in Vietnam.
When I came back, we got absolutely no respect, as, you know, people my age can, you know, they know about that. And I don't want it to be that way for the troops now.
Colonel Kurt Ames is a Marine commander based in the Chicago area. He flew through Charlotte on his way to New Bern this week to meet with some of his soldiers getting ready to head to Iraq. He talked about USO lounges like this one while taking a break from emails on his BlackBerry.
Yeah, my Marines really appreciate it wherever they may be going, and if there's an area that they can stop in and get themselves a little bit of rest or get themselves some free food or something to avoid the prices, again, that might be in the airport.
Ahart says support in Charlotte has been great for helping get the lounge up and running, despite growing opposition to the Iraqi war. Gaetano, the volunteer, says times have changed since he was a soldier.
People here in the United States, they appreciate what the troops do for our country.
You feel like they know that?
I hope so. I tell everyone that comes in here.
This week kicks off what's expected to be a very busy season for the USO at the Charlotte Airport. Ahart says one day before Christmas, as many as 1,800 soldiers could pass through on their way home for the holidays, and Navy will be playing in Charlotte's Meineke Car Care Bowl in late December. That, he says, could mean 2,000 midshipmen through the airport and therefore the lounge before and after the game. And the smile on Ahart's face says he couldn't be happier about it. For WFAE News, I'm Scott Graff.